part of the answer.
Right.
How much of a challenge is it to go down to New Orleans in that environment and do what you got to do?
Well, first and foremost, we just hope that you know, everything's okay with Will. That was a scary situation because I saw him earlier in the day and we didn't know that it was as serious as it was. But New Orleans is a great team, as they've been for the last several years. Playing in that dome, they present a lot of challenges with their great defensive packages, and we'll have to bring our A game.
What about the challenges of you being the human yo-yo, Mr. Versatility? You know, you keep bouncing in and out, different positions, in and out of the lineup. I mean, how much pride do you take in being able to do that?
Well, whatever it takes to help the team, you know, that's why I'm here. You know, you got to be willing to adjust and be prepared for anything. And we've been tested this year in terms of injuries and things like that. So we just have to go with it on the fly and be prepared, as we always are.
What can change with the running game this week that maybe you can finally get going?
We just have to keep at it and be consistent. That's the big thing. You know, it's too many one positive play and then one or two negative plays. So if we can string a bunch of positive plays together, then we can get into a rhythm and have some more success.
Why do you think that is?
For whatever reason, it could be a combination of things. But the bottom line is we're just not as consistent as we need to be right now.
You've been around here for a while, used to being able to run the ball
right
effectively. I mean, how frustrated do guys get when that's not something that's happening lately?
Well, yeah, it's frustrating because, you know, it makes us pretty one-dimensional.
Mm-hmm.
So and when you're one-dimensional, it's very tough to win in this league. So we realize that we have to gain some sort of balance here as we go on through the last six games in order to get where we want to go.